Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph still in studio answering your questions
this
about
is so
Thanksgiving.
Much fun.
Yes, Chef Dave Heidi of Liliana's Charlie's on Main and Little John's. If you have a question about the perfect Thanksgiving portion of your dinner, give us a call, 608-321-1063.
Yeah, we have Tracy. What's your question for Chef Dave Heidi?
I wanted to know if you could give some tips on making some good gravy.
Because everyone talks about the gravy, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't want the gravy to break. Has that ever happened where gravy broke?
I mean, not for me personally.
Of course, not for you, Chef Dave.
Wait a minute. So here's what I do to get gravy. I go to my local Hy-Vee, and I get a packet of gravy for 99 cents. I boil water, and I whisk it in.
God, you're killing me.
And then I've got gravy.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. What do we
do? Remember earlier we talked about spatchcocking.
Yes.
Right? And they're all
word
those,
of the
like,
day, spatchcocking.
Spatchcocking. Hashtag spatchcock. So here's the thing. You guys know all those packets of stuff that come in your turkey? Not the gravy packet, but there's like all the like
gizzards.
The awful.
Yes.
Not awful, but awful.
It's awful.
Right? It is awful.
My mom
and
loves
then
the neck.
And the neck, right?
In my opinion, it's foul.
You take all of that stuff, you put it on a cookie tray, right? And you take the inner backbone that we just took out from spatchcocking, you roast it in the oven for a little bit, okay?
Ooh.
And then you throw in some, there's a fancy word, you ready? Mirepoix, which is just onions, carrots, and celery, right? It's French.
Oh, okay.
And then you just take all that, you put some cold water in it, you boil it, you make a little stock out of it, and then that's what you're going to use to make your gravy. And then you use a roux, which is flour and oil.
Okay.
You cook it until it's really dark brown. Just keep stirring the heck out of it. However dark brown it is, that's how dark brown your gravy is going to be. Okay. So that's where it gets its color from, is darkening the roux. Then you strain that stock into your gravy. It'll make the best gravy you've ever had in your whole life, period.
And you can thank Jackson and stuff.
No, just drippings. Kidding. Some people use drippings, when they're making the roux. Take your drippings and put the drippings in with the stock, but don't put it in your roux because there's moisture in the drippings. And it'll make your flour burn instead of toast like you want it to get that really good color.
That is exhausting.
Is exhausting.
Or you can just go to your local Miller and
Sons. No, you will not, Jackson Jones.
Grab a packet of gravy for nine. They even have it in a jar. You crack a jar open, make it sound, and you dump it right in the pot.
Bad Jackson. No.